escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
As far as anticipated play time, I'm going to play this preseason game very much like we did the first one. In terms of participation, the same collection of guys that were held out the last time will comprise the guys that are held out this time. Those include Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township. Good afternoon, everybody. It is the day before another Steelers game. Kind of a fake game, though. It's still the preseason. It is the first game for the Steelers in Pittsburgh since early January, when they got their butts kicked by the Bengals in Week 18 and then went to Baltimore and lost in the wild card round. Temperatures tomorrow looking pretty hot in the 80s. That's Fan Weather, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Mike Tomlin told Steelers.com that he thinks this defense can do historic things. Well, the first time we saw, we didn't see, but coaches saw and the players themselves saw it and reporters saw it but weren't really allowed to talk about it. The first time we saw the Steelers play with all their starters, with the exception of injured guys and Cam Hayward, who's holding in, against another team was yesterday in joint practice. And it went bad for this defense that has a historic label put on it by Mike Tomlin. It went so badly that Todd Bowles, the coach of the Bucs, changed his mind on how he wanted to use his starters in this game tomorrow. He had planned on playing them, but Baker Mayfield lit up the Steelers' defense in such a profound way that Todd Bowles said, no, we're good. I don't need to see him do it again. It's like anybody who's been on a team before in high school, which that's, I think, what most of our audience can relate to, not so much college, even though Donnie played at Waynesburg. Congratulations on all his success. You're on a team, it's a practice day, and you've got more grueling work coming. If you're on the football field, you've got some kind of gasser exercise or suicide drill where you're running from the goal line to the 20 or the goal line to midfield and back, and then the goal line all the way to the other goal line and back. Like, you've got some kind of strenuous physical conditioning thing to end practice, but your coach says, hey, If somebody right now can step up and throw a football from the 30-yard line and hit the goalpost, we won't do any of that. If somebody here can step up and a non-kicker can drill a 25-yard field goal, we won't do any of that grueling conditioning work. That's analogous to what happened at practice yesterday with the Bucs. Todd Bowles dangled the carrot out to Baker Mayfield. You crush this supposedly historic defense, and you can chill Saturday night. And that's what happened. It's the highest paid defense in the NFL. It's the highest paid defense by $30 million. I'm not going to crucify them because a joint practice doesn't count. But it better not be a bad omen or harbinger of things to come. You've got TJ Watt as the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. Alex Highsmith has a $19 million cap hit. Patrick Queen has an $18 million cap hit. You paid Jalen Ramsey huge money. You traded for him. He's got a huge contract. You gave him even more money on top of that. You brought in a Super Bowl champion in Slay. You drafted a defensive end in the first round. I get where Tomlin expects historic things because no one has invested more in defense than the Steelers. But this defense has a tendency of putting up good to great numbers and then crumbling in big moments. Yesterday was not a big moment, but they're already making Tomlin sound dumb. They've all talked a big game. Well, not everybody, but most Steelers defensive players have already predicted that something epic is going to happen this year. A good start would have been yesterday, not letting Baker Mayfield smoke you like a blunt on Cheech and Chung's Volkswagen mobile going somewhere to get high with friends. I don't know. Like, it just did. I wanted to hear that the defense dominated or at least held its own. Instead of what we got back were reports that Mayfield and Mike Evans looked like Montana to Rice until those tweets had to get taken down because they broke Steelers policy. And then Todd Bowles said, yeah, it's true. It's so true, in fact, it's not even necessary to play Baker against the Steelers anymore. He already did his job. 412-928-9370. We also have the topic of Cam Hayward. And Cam Hayward will be on a field, on the sidelines tomorrow night. And how will fans treat him? Will he get booed? Should he get booed? If you were sitting near the tunnel, would you say something to him about how he's being selfish? Would you give him the business? Would you give him a piece of your mind? Does he deserve that? We had a caller last hour say that kind of behavior would be embarrassing and classless. Is that how you feel? At 412-928-9370. And this will be the first time in Pittsburgh Cam Hayward doesn't play in a game. Not because Tomlin wants to give him the afternoon off because he's a wily vet, but because Hayward's unhappy with his contract and how that sits with people. At 412-928-9370. Here is Brent in Robinson. Hello, Brent.
Hello, Tony. How you doing?
I'm good, man.
So, yeah, I hope he gets booed. People forget this is, even though the mills are gone, this is still a blue-collar, hardworking town. And this man's made over $100 million, and if he's apparently willing to sit games over a few million more, that's so petty. And I hate to burst your bubble, Pony, but Cam Hayward is not this Mother Teresa that you continuously say he is. I've been around him several times, and trust me, when the cameras aren't rolling, he is very much like the guy that you're describing has become since February. Trust me.
All right, Brent. Thank you. All right. I don't think I called him Mother Teresa. I just went by what my own personal dealings have been with him and what the NFL said about him, which is you are the man of the year. You are literally, for this year, the best representative we have in our communities, in our cities, in the entire league. So my bad for giving that guy the benefit of the doubt, Brent, but apparently you've had all kinds of personal dealings with him and he's turned into a jackass after 14 years of being a model citizen, according to you, and really no one else. Here is, I was thinking the other day, Donnie, and I almost brought it up on the air. What has happened to our man, Vic and Hazelwood? Vic and Hazelwood, a legendary caller who each month circles a date on the calendar with his wife and says, this is the night the romance is going down. They have scheduled sexual healing nights. And I commend him for that, and he's back on the fan. Hello, Vic.
My brother, what's happening, man?
Vic, where you been? How's your summer been? What have you been up to?
It's been all right, man. You know what? I was down in North Carolina and got in a horrible, horrible wreck, a motorcycle wreck.
Oh, no.
And in the state of North Carolina, if you make contact with a motorcycle or a pedestrian, regardless of whose fault it is and what's his fault, you're still going to take responsibility for it. But with that said, I'm okay. Everything's good. But listen, man, when did the circus get in town? Because that guy, Brent, he's definitely a clown talking about Cam Hayward like that. Cam Hayward is a class act. I've been around him several times, and he always goes above and beyond. So, Brent, I hope the circus ever get out of clown. I mean, out of town, and you go with him. Anyway, if they boo him tomorrow, that's classless. Classless, classless, classless. The guy's a nice guy, but regardless of that, they talk about him and, you know, the fact that he wants more money. So did T.J. Watt. T.J. Watt wanted more money, and he got it. And look at the performance he had last year, you know, at the end of the year. Nothing, but they gave him more money. And more importantly than anything else, Cam Hayward and T.J. Watt both got signing bonuses. They were called Derek and his brother, whatever his name is.
Connor Hayward?
Connor Hayward. Yeah, man, so come on, man. Yeah, we're actually scheduled for later this month, man, after we get the porch enclosed. So
okay.
We got our schedule. Well, yeah, it's going to be
Vic.
All good.
Good to hear.
How's your daughter, man?
She turned 2 a couple of weeks ago.
Wow. Wow,
we went to Sesame Place in Philadelphia. She thoroughly enjoyed the Washington County Fair. She was like the MVP.
I'll bet you she did.
Yeah, so that's my life right now. She was assembling like her Paw Patrol toys and Sesame Street characters and Mickey Mouse characters this morning all over our living room. Malzi has brought this up a lot. And so he's not here, so I'll attempt to make the point for him. To go back to the Brent caller who just left me stupefied with what he said. People say things like this is a blue-collar town. Well, if it's blue-collar, blue-collar is labor. So you would think this town would be more sympathetic or empathetic to the labor and not the owners, the employee and not the employer. The people that are in the union, not the people that are trying to fight the union. But people bring up, like Brent, this is blue collar. You shouldn't ask for more money in a blue collar town, ever. That's a mortal sin. Text us on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. More thoughts on Hayward, 412-928-9370. And if you were at the game, how would you react to seeing him? Would you boo him?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 90 years. You're listening to the PM team. No Malzy today. He is at a Queen cover band concert. I giggled there. It is funny. I think cover bands are kind of an underrated concept. If the bands are close to as good as the originals, and they're much cheaper because you're not seeing the originals, but you're seeing the songs they played performed well live, to me, that's like buying generic cereal over the original cereal and getting a few dollars off. In this case, probably hundreds of dollars off. Cover bands. Do the cover bands have to pay the original band any money, Donnie? If you're a Queen cover band, you know what I mean? Like, you're impersonating them, you're performing.
Like a royalty?
Yeah.
I don't know what the rules are there.
Me neither. Well, I would be, I mean, it's flattering, but I would be pissed if I'm Queen and there's a band going around the country singing all our songs dressed as us, making money off of us.
And I know for a while that Adam Lambert was their new lead singer. Like, he would actually go with the original members of Queen, obviously, in replace of Freddie Mercury.
Yes, but when you went and saw them, they were labeled as Queen and not a Queen, like a Fakakta Queen band. They were
Yeah, I think
Queen.
Sometimes they might throw in, like, Queen with Adam Lambert.
Yep. But, like, I love Tom Petty. Tom Petty's dead. So I probably would love to hear a Tom Petty cover band. Sound like Petty, perform like Petty. So that's why Malzy's off. Talking about Cam Hayward and how he'll get received, how he should be received by fans tomorrow night at Acrisure Stadium. 412-928-9370. Here is, oh man, another one of my favorites I haven't talked to in months. Lou in Staten Island. Hello, Lou. It's great to have you back.
Hey, Mr. Pony. How's your summer been going?
Excellent. I went to a Myrtle Beach for a week.
Beautiful.
Now, you live in Florida now, right?
Yeah, yeah. I was actually going to tell you a really cool story. I met up with an ex-Steeler. But first, I'll give me an opinion on Ken Henry, if that's okay.
Well, can you actually tell me the ex-Steeler story first, and then I'll let you do the Hayward
sure.
stuff for sure.
Second time I met this gentleman. First time was just, hey, how are you? Mm-hmm. Appreciate everything you've done, blah, blah, blah. The other day I see him at the same place. He remembers me, and we literally hung out at the bar for 2 hours talking football.
Can you tell us?
Middle linebacker, Florida State.
Lawrence Timmons.
Bingo. That's him.
Wow! How about that, what? Donnie? Did you know that,
what
Don? That Lou has struck up a conversation with, really, he made your top 25 Steelers of the last 25 years.
Yeah, I love Lawrence Timmons.
Me too. That's really cool.
Yeah, a really, really nice guy. You know me, the Tomlin subject came up.
Oh, and I did okay, it. What'd he say? I got to know.
I did it gingerly because I didn't know where he was going to go with it, you know?
Yep.
So I didn't want him to think, you know, I was one of these guys that, you know, hates Tomlin, even though
we all
know how I feel about him.
Right.
So he had his back. He thought he was great. He was appreciative that he was a part of drafting him.
Yep.
Then we got into, you know, being drafted in the first round and his college career. Really nice guy. I mean, nothing bad to say about him. We talked football for a while.
So you bring up the Jacksonville game that still drives you up a wall, and he defends Tomlin in that game, for example?
I didn't do that. Okay. I should have.
Well, get a few drinks in him next time and broach the subject politely and see what happens.
Yeah, well, bringing up Blake Bortles. Now, can I give you my opinion on Hayward,
please? Absolutely,
yep. All right. We've lost with him, and we can lose without him.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. Number two, wasn't he on the field anchoring that great defensive hours, giving up 300 yards rushing to Baltimore twice at the end of the season?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cam Hayward is not a great player. Cam Hayward is a good player. I don't care what PFF says. He's a good player, right?
You really don't think he's a great player?
I don't. I don't even think he's close. I think he's a good player. Do I think he's as impactful as TJ Watt? No. But I've been on record saying that I wouldn't have signed either one of them, and I would have gutted the team a couple years back and started over. But once you start paying for mediocrity like you do with the coach, and you do with some certain players, then you wind up in the situation. But this is where I'm angry at Cam Hayward, okay?
Let's hear it.
All right. Do you remember when the drama was at its highest with Aaron Rodgers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When he wasn't signed yet and it just was Aaron Rodgers. Do you remember what Cam Hayward said?
Yeah, he said, you're either a Steeler or you're not. Either get here or don't, he said.
He said, I'm tired of the drama. I just want to play football. That's what he said.
He said that too. Yeah.
Okay, but why can this not apply to himself? If you're tired of the drama and you just want to play football, then get your helmet on and your pants and go play football. I think it's also a factor that he's involved with the Players Association as well. So he might be getting some bad advice there. But you can't make that comment about Aaron Rodgers, and you go do the same exact thing in the middle/end of camp when the team is getting ready to play football. It doesn't make any sense to me. I'm against what he's doing.
What will your reaction be if the Steelers just move up some of the money from next year and give it to him now, and that's the compromise? Will you still be mad about that?
I heard what you said, and you're right. I mean, they did it for Antonio Brown, and it hasn't happened since. I get what you're saying. But listen, again, you know, TJ Watt literally wins football games for us on the defensive line, literally, between turnovers, sacks, impact plays. Cam Hayward is a good player. He does not do that. All right? His stats speak for themselves. Look at the playoff stats of this guy. What's he got, one sack in 10 games?
I know, but if we play, and you already said you're anti-Watt, but if we play that game, Watt's not going to have a lot of like votes for being an all-time great player either, because he's 0-4, and the defense gives up 41 points per game when he plays in a playoff game on average.
They do. They do, and that's the quandary that we're in. And I understand that side of the argument as well. But when you're watching football games and you're comparing those two players, listen, T.J. Watt's a much better player than Cam Hayward. I don't care what he says. He's a much more impactful player than Cam Hayward. Matter of fact, he's my favorite Steeler in recent times, T.J. Watt. So But I'm also a realist, and I put the team first. And what I would have did was, I wouldn't have signed either one of them. First of all, how old is Cam Abel? 36, 37?
He's going to be 36 this season, yeah.
Okay, and TJ's what, 31, right? He just turned 31.
30, yeah.
30, okay. So when you look at that, I mean, you know, the defensive lines with that age and the wear and tear and history of both of them, especially with TJ.
But, and I don't disagree with that. I don't think Cam is asking for, and he's not going to receive, and nor is he asking for a contract that extends him and, like, you know, makes the Steelers pay him into his high 30s. I think he just wants the Antonio Brown treatment. That's it.
Then why didn't you do it before? If it was that big of a deal, why do it now, middle slash end of camp or end of preseason? Why?
Well, but he
do it ahead of time.
But he did. He said he went to them in February and told them this.
Do you believe that, Andrew?
I do. Yeah.
And so then why didn't they handle it then? If that was the case, and if the Steelers love Cam Hayward, and he's a pillar in the community, and he's the, you know, Walter Payton, why didn't they do it?
Well, I'll just give you my theory on that is, because they don't want people with multiple years on their contract to just get raises. They don't want this to become something that happens consistently. If they just do it right away, and the guy asks for it, and they give it to him right away, then I do think it would make future players feel like it's easy to get from the Steelers, and I don't think they want it to appear that way. I think they'll end up doing it, though. Like, I think I would be stunned if they played chicken with each other up until, you know, the first week of the season and there was still no resolution to this. I think they'll do it.
If I was at the game tomorrow night, you asked that question.
Yeah,
would I boo him? I wouldn't. But would I be happy with him? No, either. You know, it is what it is. And I understand what you said there too, but I'll have a flip argument to that, okay?
Yep, let me hear it.
The Steelers have been doing different things. Let's
right.
give them credit.
You're right, they have.
Okay? They've been doing a lot of different things over the last 2 years between huge contracts, signing free agents, flipping the quarterback room, all these things that the Steelers would never do,
yep.
Okay? So putting that right there as the argument, this is something that they could do as well if they wanted to. $5 million to the Steelers is what? $500 to me and you? I mean, so that the money is not the issue. I think it's more of, if he's the leader of the defense and he did go to them, and that's the thing too, stop rewarding mediocrity. And they do that from the top down, right?
Well, the problem with that is, thanks, Lou, if the overall sentiment is stop rewarding mediocrity, then no one would get second contracts or third contracts from the Steelers, because no one on this team has been a part of winning. Except Boswell, which is back to him for a second. Well, I guess in a way, Cam kind of has. But the year they went to the AFC Championship game, he was hurt. The only two guys on the team that have won playoff games with the Steelers, in uniform for the Steelers, are Boswell and Hayward. Hayward was in the crazy Vontaze Burfict, Antonio Brown, Steelers-Bengals playoff game. Here is Paul in Beaver. Hello, Paul.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
We're good.
Good. So I have a theory on the Hayward contract
Let's hear
situation,
it.
but I got a question for you first.
Please.
So if they advance from next year's signing bonus and he doesn't play next year, does he have to pay that back?
No, because it wouldn't be a bonus anymore. It would turn into his salary for this season. So he would have earned it by playing the full season this year. But you're saying if he retires?
Yeah, so my theory is...
So if he retires after this season, whatever money they don't move, he obviously wouldn't get that bonus for next season. Whatever money's left on there, if he retires, he won't see it.
Right, so I guess my theory is he's already made up his mind that he's retiring after this season. So whatever money he can get from next year is, you know, just money in the bank.
I don't know about that. And the reason why I don't completely agree with that, Paul, is he might be thinking, and I haven't talked to him about this, he might be thinking, okay, we'll move up this money. Now this season ends, we go into next year, and now I can negotiate an all-new contract with the Steelers because I'm going into the final year of my deal, and that's when they do those things. He might think that way, or he might think like you. He might think, let me get as much money as I can now because I'm done after 2025. I think both are possible.
Sure. No, like I said, that's just my theory and just wanted to get you guys' thoughts on
it. Would you boom if you were at the game tonight or tomorrow night?
No. Like I said, I like Cam. You know what I mean? He's been around for, you know, like you said, Walter Payton Man of the Year Award winner. You know, he's putting in his time, you know.
All right, thank you, Paul. Here's Donald on the turnpike. Hello, Don.
Hello, how are you?
We're good.
Good, good. My opinion of the Hayward situation is, you know, a lot of these football players make more money than doctors do saving lives. Cam still has a contract. He's still under contract. If you're under contract at your job and you got 2 years left, are you just going to stay at home and tell your boss I'm not coming to work until I get more money? Or are you going to just keep coming to work to try to negotiate that or just step away?
But what if another company offered me more money?
Then you go to then that would be your decision to go to the other company that offered you more money, or do you want to stay faithful to the company that you're at because you're comfortable with the situation?
Not really, because you just said if I have multiple years on my contract that I should have to honor my contract even if this other company wants to hire me.
Sure, but your company doesn't want to pay you. That's why he didn't get paid yet. So if he wants more money, it's the same thing with Watt. I would have never gave Watt all that money. I would have said, okay, we're sorry, but you know, let's separate.
I also think based on what you said, and I understand it, playing football is not the same thing as trying to save lives. But if we applied that principle of these guys make more money than doctors, then no NFL player should ever get a raise because what they do in the grand scheme of things is not that important.
No, no, no. It is important because it's a sport and people enjoy sports and people love sports.
Well, right.
When does the cap come? When does the cap come? My grandchildren are going to have to pay. They're going to have to take out loans, personal loans, to go to football games to pay all these players. When does it end? When does the cap end at, okay, we cannot afford to pay people?
I don't know. It's basic supply and demand. Football is so popular. It is. Yeah. And this is not like a nebulous thing. We know how much money goes into football. The players and owners then split it among themselves and they collectively bargain that. So when does it get capped? Yeah. When football becomes less popular. And I don't see that happening anytime soon.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Mark Cabali's so big, the Donnie Football debrief gets moved around to accommodate him. And that's why you're hearing it an hour early, brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company. Over 100 years of baking experience. Before you know it, we won't hear Donnie Football debriefs on Friday because he'll be covering high school football for our sister station. So in the spirit of that, Donnie, I want to do something here quickly before we get to your debrief. Jack, could you lower the volume on this for a second? Jack, you're in. Dudes who played for the Steelers and Bucks.
Oh, man.
All right, Donnie, you can start.
Hardy Nickerson.
All right. Crap, you stole mine. Byron Leftwich.
Correct.
Is Jack playing? Or
no, he's officiating.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we need somebody
geez.
To keep track of these things.
Oh, Jesus. Well, never mind then. Okay, I thought I had a little bit more time because I thought Jack was going. Oh, this isn't good.
I'm going to start the clock.
God, I knew I should have studied this.
Steelers, Bucks. We have Hardy Nickerson and Byron Leftwich so far.
Where are we at on the timer?
You got 10 seconds. 9.
Now I'm pretty sure I'm wrong here because he coaches there.
7.
Oh, wait. LeGarrette Blount.
Correct.
Donnie, we also would have accepted Antonio Brown.
I can't believe that wasn't the first one said.
A.B. Blount. Oh, wait. Lev Bell.
Yep.
Correct.
What a trio.
Bruce Gradkowski.
Correct.
All right, so we got Nickerson, we got Leftwich, Gradkowski, Blount, Bell, A.B.
Yep.
I can't believe I almost tapped out after 2.
I know, dude. I was like, what happened to your brain?
I needed to
get
one more.
Did you turn into Jake the Snake Roberts overnight?
I needed to get one more to get things rolling.
I'm going to start the clock. Steelers and Bucks.
Trying to like run through
Steelers,
wide receivers,
Bucks.
Run through corners.
Ten.
See, I don't think any of these guys played
9,
there.
8. 7, 6, 5.
Pretty confident this guy
4,
did not play there. He just coached
3,
there. Coaches there now.
2.
Larry Foote.
That is incorrect.
Ooh.
Who was still on there?
You know who popped into my head? Ross Cockrell.
That's correct. Yeah, God, I think the easiest one left on the board was probably
Juan
Alexander, just because of how recently he played for the Steelers.
Here's another guy I thought of randomly. Cody Wallace.
He played with the
Bucs. He did.
Yeah.
He did.
But I don't know how many more guys I have after that.
There were not a lot of them.
Who else we got?
Keanu Neal.
Oh, how about Mark Barron?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
Mark Barron
okay.
did play for the Bucs.
All right, you can give us the debrief.
Oh, Scotty Miller.
Oh, no, he made the catch in the playoffs, Don. Oh. Now you feel like Mulsey.
Yeah, I do. See, but does that count as an official
no,
loss?
It's
Mulsey
not.
Wasn't here.
No, it's not. It's like an exhibition game, just like tomorrow night. All right. What do you got for us in the debrief?
Yeah, and I had some of my brain cells not playing. The debrief, August 15, 2025. This was the hot topic when I joined Joe and Austin earlier. I don't know why it was such a massive topic on their show, but to each their own.
Mm-hmm.
Things got very, very heated over the Michigan football discipline that got handed down. So I wanted to get your take on that, Pony. And then the question popped up from our pal Mike Florio in Pro Football Talk, pondering if Harbaugh can still be disciplined by the NFL for what he did in college. Joe found it ridiculous. Austin and I thought they should do that.
I don't think you want the league to be seen as a refuge for guys who run afoul of football, meaning like high school, college, etc., where it's like a safe haven for them. So if Jim Harbaugh breaks the rules badly in college football, and college football can't discipline him because he's not there anymore, then I don't think it should be one of those situations where if you're on the run from state police and you can cross state lines, you're home free. So I do think he should be disciplined. And I understand these are football infractions and not real life infractions. But if somebody screwed up off the field in college, like in their senior year, and then got drafted, so there was no on-field college discipline, I would have no problem with the NFL applying discipline to them in the pros.
Because that may happen with Isaiah Bond
right
now. He just got signed by the Browns.
It just doesn't sit right with me that somebody would skirt the issue. Like, Pete Carroll was another one of those guys who got out of USC, got out of Dodge right in time, and went to Seattle, and, oh, I'm safe now. You can't get me unless I go back and take a college job, which I'm never going to do. So,
and Urban Meyer, you don't normally just faked health issues.
Yeah. So I would want to see something done. And it turned into like a screaming match between Austin and Joe,
oh,
right?
It got very heated.
And you were in the middle of that? Did you try to mediate the situation and make things better for both sides?
No,
or did
not
you try
really.
To fan the flames?
No, I just kind of sat in here. I would occasionally give my piece because Joe would ask, well, is there any sort of precedent to this? Like, have we ever seen a guy get disciplined by both?
Well, Pryor happened for sure.
Right. I brought up Terrell Pryor. I brought up Jim Tressel.
Yeah.
He got suspended by the Colts, and the NFL, at least according to the commissioner, would have suspended him if the Colts didn't do it. So I brought up multiple right there, and
he didn't like that?
And that was an infraction that had nothing to do with on-field performance.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't tip the scales in Ohio State's favor, what those guys did and what they got in trouble for. But yeah, he wasn't a big fan.
Do you think that there's trouble in paradise there between Austin and Joe that's going to linger into future
shows?
There
could be.
Oh, wow.
I'm glad it's a Friday. Maybe the waters will cool over the weekend.
But if they had to come back and play tomorrow, you bet on the other team is what you're telling me.
Yeah, I think I would.
Did you sense in the moment that the friction was real and it wasn't for show? Could you tell with those two that this was not an act?
Yeah. I thought it was easy to tell with the way that things got rolling in there. Like it started out, you know, relatively normal, just like a good hearty debate, but then it
the notches
got dialed up.
Yeah.
And that segment for them is like the equivalent of what we do here, right? Where it's like Austin kind of having his moment.
It was the Bechtold breakdown, yes.
So that would kind of be like me ruining the Donnie football debrief by getting in a fight with you.
I guess so.
Right?
Which I feel like that only ever happens when it's Dom filling in and it's not even me.
Well, that's because Dom presents nonsensical things. His latest is that he thinks Paul McCartney's been dead since the 60s.
Well, that is a long time theory.
And a Paul McCartney doppelganger has taken over instead. That they found someone else who looked just like Paul McCartney and sings just like Paul McCartney. And this man has been around as Paul McCartney 2.0 for 60 years.
Have you never heard that theory? Because that is a theory.
Yeah, there are a lot of theories out there that are really dumb.
I know, but I just didn't know if this was like the first time you had heard of it. Because what, like the Abbey Road picture, he's walking without shoes. People think that's a sign. I think if you like play back one of their songs.
Yeah,
like,
dumb people think all of this.
It says Paul is dead or
really
something.
Really gullible people think this stuff.
Sir Paul.
Yeah, and obviously Austin's one
of
those.
Man, and then this same guy went on to help out with Wings. You had Paul McCartney and Wings.
So the guy that's so
his individual career was great.
Right. So Austin would say, hey, this guy that's coming back to Pittsburgh for this concert, don't go see him next year because he's not the real thing. He should claim that he's a Paul McCartney.
Dom.
Yes. Dom would claim that he's a Paul McCartney cover band. It's not really Paul. That dude's been long gone. Thank you, Donnie.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music,
or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.